All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Gateway Public Infrastructure District Number 1. Today is May 11th, 2026. It's 3:02 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone, if you could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. John, your chair, would you like to start?
Well, sure. John Chaw from Costco.
Dale Cook from Landowner in Syracuse.
Bill, are you there? Sounds like he might be talking with some other folks. So we'll just note that Bill's attending. So, Tyler, Matt.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at our anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our February 9th meeting. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, John?
Sure. I'll motion to approve.
And I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Dale. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Brendan, take it away.
All right. Let me get the screen to be shared. All right. Well, I can tell you it's going to be an action-packed, riveting presentation today, so hold on to your seats. All right. On the screen, the first item on the agenda is to review the Q1 payment detail. You'll note that there's not a lot of activity. The top account that's listed here, this is our administration fund. So this is the fund where we make payments for all of the administrative costs, such as accounting, legal, district management, insurance, those types of things. You can see that in Q1, the only actual payment that was made was one payment to Pinnacle. We do have some accounts payable, some other requisitions pending, but in terms of what was actually paid in that first quarter, there was only that one payment. And then the second account you can see here is the capitalized interest fund. So this is monies that were set aside at closing from the bond proceeds to pay for the bond interest payments for the first handful of years. And so there was a payment due in the 1st of March, and you can see that the bond interest payment was made for $209,000 in Q1. And those were the only two payments from district accounts in the first quarter of 2026. Any questions there?
No.
So, okay. Brendan, if you want to continue, we'll just take one motion at the end.
Sounds good. All right, so I'll jump over to the financial statements.
And so, specifically with that person.
In the financial statements, there are three different funds. We have our general fund, which is where our administrative costs are at. We have our debt service fund, and that's where we make our debt payments, and then our capital projects fund, and that's where we make payments relative to the project and the public infrastructure. So the first fund on your screen is the general fund, again, the administrative costs. The format of the financials is the 2026 adopted budget or final budget on the left, the actual activity through the first quarter in the middle column, and then the right-hand column is simply a variance to show the difference between the adopted budget and actual activity. What you'll note, I will focus my comments primarily down the middle column of actual activity. So you can see that the variances and those things. If you have any questions along the way, just let me know. Happy to answer those.
Changes in the background.
So actual activity, revenue, first quarter, because we do have funds on hand to cover those administrative costs and they're in interest-bearing accounts, there's some interest earnings of $1,332 in the first quarter. From an expenditure standpoint, first quarter for accounting services was $3,563. We haven't seen any invoices for any other services yet through first quarter, so we don't have any other expenses shown for this
discussed. And I was.
We do not have any other sources and uses activity. But what we do, if you look at the ending fund balance, kind of this near the bottom, district does remain with $134,214 of cash on hand to cover administrative costs. And again, those were monies that were set aside at the bond closing to cover the first few years of administrative activity.
No, but it sounds like there's a little bit of
flexibility. Any questions there?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Then we move to our debt service fund. Starting at the top, again, interest earnings. We have cash on hand for those debt payments. Q1 2026 was $11,988 of interest income. On that payment detail report, we had that $209,000 payment that went out. You can see that expended here under the expenditures for bond interest. And that is the only activity that's been in the debt service fund to date. And if you look at the ending fund balance, you can see that the district remains with $1,041,392 on hand. And again, those are monies that were set aside at bond closing to cover interest payments on those bonds for the first few years. Then moving lastly to our capital projects fund. So the capital projects fund, this is where we have the monies that are set aside at bond closing for payment of public infrastructure. Those monies do remain in the account and are earning interest. In Q1 of 2026, a total of $66,804 of interest income was earned. You can see that there haven't been any capital outlay or any expenditures. So this is the bucket of money where those public infrastructure costs, once they go through that certification process, we were able to reimburse. The district does have, if you look at the ending fund balance number, $6,976,283 at the end of first quarter that are available for those reimbursements. So as soon as those get processed, those certifications and acceptances, we'll be able to start reimbursing the developer for those costs. All right, any questions?
No.
Wonderful. Well, that is the financial presentation for Q1.
Okay. So, Board, what I would need then is a motion to accept the first quarter financial statements and the expenditure payment list.
Go through any other stipulations?
I'll motion to approve.
Thanks, John.
I'll second it.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. Okay, two things that we need to cover that the legislature did. And that's why I have both Tyler and Matt. So they'll cover each. So Tyler's going to first talk about the new conflict of interest disclosures. So Tyler.
Afternoon, everyone. I will be sharing my screen here.
It ends with.
Should pop up for you.
Yep. They're up.
So the state legislature recently passed a new statute requiring that all officers and members of or board members of public entities fill out the same conflict of interest disclosure that they do. So they wanted to pass the share the love, I guess. So as you might recall, the prior conflict of interest disclosure that you previously filled out was only 4 or 5 questions. This one is much more in depth. After this year and moving forward, they will require that we get these on file between January 1st and January 31st. We'll circulate them in December and keep you guys apprised of, or remind you guys of these disclosures and this requirement on an annual basis. I'll be sending around this disclosure as well as the prior disclosures that you've previously filled out, so that that will hopefully help help you fill these ones out. And we will proceed from there. If you guys can fill this out within the next week or two, that'd be really helpful so we can get this requirement satisfied. So with that, I'll pass it back to Mike.
Yeah, so sorry, it's, you know, the legislature just did it. So if you guys could help us out, that would be great. So, second thing the legislature did was they changed some of the meeting requirements. So I'm going to let Matt talk us through that. So, Matt.
Recollection.
Yeah, good to be with you guys today. The change that l the legislature made to our meeting requirements is that we now are required to have an anchor location for our board meetings, either inside the PID boundaries if we have facilities there, and if not, we can do it near the PID boundaries. The new code provision actually says that anywhere within the creating entity, which in this case would be Syracuse City, would be considered near and would qualify. So we wanted to have just a brief conversation with you about that and figure out what would be the ideal situation. And just to be clear, it won't change anything about the way we conduct the meetings. We'll still conduct the meetings over Zoom. Anyone's still free to connect, remotely as you have in the past. But we will have to coordinate so that we have at least one person in the location that's either at or near the PID. So I guess then the question I would have for the board is, what's the state of the improvements in the PID boundary? Do we have are there any facilities inside the PID boundary where there would be an address we could meet, or do we need to look at alternatives outside the PID boundary?
Can it be the Syracuse City office? They have office space there.
It
It
could.
could
That
be.
yeah, that's actually one of the options that we can look at.
Yeah, I'd recommend that. They're really close to the PID. They're just within a mile of the PID.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. And we can reach out to them and coordinate that. Really all we need from them is a place to post the agendas prior to the meeting, and then we need to have somebody actually present there. So if members of the public showed up and wanted to participate, there would be someone connected to Zoom for that purpose. So that would be the other thing is, we need to have someone. It doesn't need to be a board member. We may even be able to convince the city to have one of their folks, connect to the Zoom for us. As you've seen, we very rarely, if ever, have any members of the public show up for these meetings, but
This
we
is
do still have to meet the
Jason.
requirements. So,
And
but with your blessing, we'll reach out to the city and see if we can coordinate that.
we provided does not match.
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense, and I think they'd probably be willing to hook someone up on Zoom
Details.
where that would meet the new requirement by the legislature. Okay.
Maybe that's something that
Yeah. All
research
we need is, like Matt said, they don't
understand.
need to participate. They just need to log on and
Maybe
just be there in case somebody were to show up. So
yeah.
they don't even have to talk to us.
Pat the ball.
Okay.
I guess at the beginning they would, just because we would ask them if anybody from the public is there. But once they say no, as long as the Zoom meeting stays, they're logged in, then we should be good.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Okay.
Dale, who do you think is our best contact there to reach out to for that question?
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Okay, the approach that we're taking is still we're on.
Maybe this who's joined these meetings before? I know the mayor's been on, but the city administrator possibly. Let's see.
I'd have to go back through. I know who you're talking about,
Yeah,
Dale.
I'm just trying to pull up his name here. He was down when we were doing,
Questions
let's see, Brody Bavero. He's a city manager.
Okay.
There's Noah Steele. He's the community and economic development director. He'd be another one.
Yeah,
Okay.
well, who's he again?
What's that?
What was the second, the community?
Oh, that's Noah Steele. And he's CED, Community and Economic Development Director.
Okay, he might be our best bet.
Yeah, where this is part of under his bailiwick, Brody's busy with a lot of other stuff.
Right.
So maybe Noah, yeah.
I'll reach out to Noah.
Okay.
If for any reason they have any concerns about that, one of the alternatives we've also looked at in some of our other districts is public library. So,
Okay.
if there's a public library in Syracuse, we could probably arrange something there, but we'll start with the city and then we can report back to you when we know.
Yeah, the public library is just a few hundred feet from the city office, period. So we've got a library there too. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Well, that's all we needed on that. Thank you for that input. Appreciate it. Okay.
Panel design suggestions. So,
so
I just
how's
want to
the
make sure
development going, by the way?
for the speech.
Coming along pretty good.
Going very well. Yes. Should
Good.
open up on schedule.
Nice. When's
Yeah.
that going to be, John?
I know the gas is scheduled for June 4th and the building's either the 28th or 30th.
Wow, that's pretty quick.
Yeah. Coming
That's
along.
awesome.
Yeah, and I
So
know
is it
that.
a, go ahead, Dell.
Oh, I was just
Sorry.
going to say, I know the infrastructure too. We were down there with the Ferguson lead there. They put the lines in and they were just finishing up on the south end there, but they've got the storm sewer and what's the other one they're putting in? They've got those the two separate lines in there going both ways,
Sure.
so it's getting pretty close.
That's
Great.
awesome. So, John, how big is this Costco? Is it one of the super big ones, a normal size one?
It's not super big. It doesn't have the MDO large and bulky facility that's part of the building. So it should be about 166,000 square
Man,
feet.
I love Costco. I
Yeah.
wouldn't pay anything there. Holy cow. You guys are awesome.
Interesting place.
My wife gets probably a delivery every couple of weeks. She has the shopper thing where I guess you guys
Instant
have
cart or
shoppers that go in. Yeah, is
oh,
that what it's
sure.
called, Instacart?
Yes, right.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's awesome.
it is
So,
cool.
well,
yeah.
Michael, when this one's done, we may have to take a little road trip up there and grab a hot dog.
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll look forward to it.
Yep. Okay, do you guys have anything for us? Anything you need?
No.
Good.
Okay. Brendan, anything else?
Not today.
Okay, perfect. All right, last thing I need then is a motion to adjourn.
Sure, I'll motion to adjourn.
Thanks, John.
Sure.
And I'll second that.
Thanks, Dell. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, good to see you guys.
Too.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
Take
thanks,
care.
all.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.